The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Florence Nash from Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you primarily, I think, from the AARP Bulletin for January, February. And when we had to quit last week, we ran out of time when I was in the middle of their cover story, which was 99 Ways to Add Healthy Years to Your Life. So we're going to continue with that. But first, I want to let you know that today's programming is generously underwritten by Salibi Chiropractic. And Salibi Chiropractic welcomes the geriatric community with any neck, back, or hip issues. You can call them at 919-782-4733. That's 919-782-4733. And so now, last week, I think we got through, through number 33, which was ways to measure your physical vitality. And then item number 34, picking right up where we left off, is join a team, ways to add healthy years to your life. Join a team. An analysis of data collected from 1.2 million adults found that team sports offered the highest mental health benefits from exercise, though all types of activity are beneficial. Number 35, do squats and lunges. They deliver lower body strength, a top predictor of physical function in older adults. 36, and practice balance. In one study, women 60 and older who underwent a 12-week program of balancing exercises improved their strength, balance, and power. Numbers 37 through 41 are, enjoy these five potential benefits of high-intensity interval training, HIIT. You can do HIIT even with a walking program. Simply vary short bursts of fast walking with longer bouts of strolling at your regular pace. You'll help lower inflammation, improve blood pressure and heart performance, slow aging and increase telomere length, improve insulin response and metabolic health, and reduce the risk of many diseases, including some cancers. Number 42, have your own back. Strengthen your core and fortify your back as you age with plank-style exercises. A study of 4,400 people, 70 and older, found that staying free of chronic back pain can increase life expectancy by 13%. 43, go slow and steady. Tai Chi is well known for its mind-body benefits, but a five-year study of about 61,000 Chinese men aged 40 to 74 found that ancient practice may also fuel longevity. And then under Eat the Good Stuff, we've got a number of entries. Number 44 is Feed Your Muscles. A study of women ages 65 to 70 found that a daily diet of more than 25 grams of fiber, with a third of calories coming from healthy fats via fish, nuts, and olive oil, helped enhance dynamic explosive strength. 45. Build unbreakable bones. Weight-bearing exercises slow bone loss and can prevent fractures, so try some weight training, walking, hiking, jogging, stair climbing, tennis, and dancing. 46. Eat fiber, cheat death. A 2018 study found that, on average, for every 10 grams of fiber per 1,000 calories consumed daily, participants experienced an aging benefit of 5.4 years. 47. Eat fruits and vegetables. An estimated 5.6 million premature deaths worldwide in 2013 could be attributed to people eating fewer than 800 grams of produce daily, or about 10 servings, according to a 2017 review of 95 studies. 48. And nuts and seeds. A 2017 study found that those eating just 5% of their daily calorie consumption from nuts and seeds reduced cellular aging by 1.5 years. 49, or maybe eat just a little bit healthier. A 2017 New England Journal of Medicine study of about 74,000 people found that those who made and stuck with even small dietary improvements over 12 years enjoyed a lower death risk, some as much as 17% lower. 50. Back off on calories. In a 2018 study, those who maintained a 15% reduction in daily calories for 2 years lost 17 pounds and enjoyed a marked reduction in oxidative stress on the body, which suggests slower, healthier aging. Numbers 51 to 55 cut down on these five inflammation-causing foods: sugar, refined flour, fried foods, omega-6 fatty acids from foods fried in corn and vegetable oils, and saturated fats, and artificial sweeteners. 56. Drink your milk. A study in Cell Reports found that vitamin D3 helps to suppress a molecular pathology of aging. Researchers suspect this may be the reason why D deficiency is linked to so many age-related diseases like cancer, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. 57. Order the guacamole. A review of 129 previously published avocado studies found that eating the fruit, and eating it often, could ward off metabolic syndrome and belly fat. 58. Boost your lentil health. One study of older Japanese, Australian, Greek, and Swedish people found legumes to be the only food that lowered mortality risk by 7 to 8% for every 20 grams consumed daily. That's one half cup of cooked beans is about 85 grams. Number 59, book a Mediterranean eating tour. You've heard it before, but that's only because research has shown repeatedly over decades now that a Mediterranean-style diet, rich in vegetables, fruit, fish, and healthy oils, is linked with heart, brain, and telomere health, leading to longer life. Number 60, cut meat, add beans. Many of the centenarians studied by BlueZones.com eat meat only about once a week. Those in the study who tended to live longest built their diet around, yes, beans. 61. Make time for tea. Increased tea consumption has been linked with lower inflammation levels, weight loss, and reduced cancer risk in a number of studies. Green tea has been shown to be more beneficial than the black variety. Next section is manage your team. Number 62. Throw a party and cherish the opportunity to hang out with your tribe. A review published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that strong social relationships had positive physiological effects, such as lower inflammation, while isolation had an even harsher negative effect on participants' blood pressure than diabetes. 63. Say some hard goodbyes. A study found that people who are in positive close relationships may have a lower risk of heart disease than those who are entangled in negative ones. 64. Be a caregiver for yourself, too. Older adults who provided care to loved ones and experienced regular bouts of caregiver strain had a 63% higher mortality risk than non-caregivers, according to a study in the journal JAMA. If you are primarily responsible for the needs of a parent or spouse, be sure to give yourself care, too. 65. Apply all of this relationship info to social media. A 2017 Pew Research Center survey found that more than a third of Americans 65 and older now use social media, which means you've probably discovered just how toxic it can be. Consider reducing your exposure and using it only to keep up with family. 66. Thank your spouse. Marriage has been linked to better health and longer life for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is you lasted all these years without killing each other. 67. Make time for romance between the sheets. A 2017 study found that sexual intimacy in couples is associated with longer telomeres. Next section is control your environment. 68. Use your smartphone's full potential. Your phone has the power to keep you connected and also to be a data center for your health. Patient-generated health data, info from your phone or wearable device, can now be used to customize medical care. Ask your doctor what kind of data or apps might be useful. Number 69, but not in the car. A study at Wayne State University found that older drivers are much worse than younger drivers when texting while driving. During a test, almost 40% of those 25 to 34 wandered out of their lanes while texting. Among people 45 to 59, the incidence was 100%. 70. While we're on the subject, beware that left turn at Albuquerque. Pay extra attention when you're hanging a Louie. More than half of all fatal two-vehicle crashes involving drivers 70 and older occurred at intersections, particularly when a left turn is involved, says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. 71. Wash your hands and avoid people with head colds. The virus is no joke for older folks. 72. Don't skip the flu vaccine. A new five-year study found that annual flu shots were just as effective in older adults as in everyone else, so no excuses. 73. See the bad guys coming. According to the 2018 report from the National Center for Victims of Crime, the crime rate against people 65 and older dropped between 1995 and 2015, but older adults are still at high risk for violent crime. Women have more than double the risk of men. 44% of violent crime victims in 2015 knew their attacker. Rise to challenges. Number 74 is, ask yourself, do I react well to stress? If not, it's time to reevaluate your approach. Research shows big links among chronic stress, chronic inflammation, and stress-related diseases. 75. Find financial support. A 2017 global survey of 31,240 people found that more than 60% of financially struggling workers 50 or older would like to retire as soon as possible, but half expect to be working into their 70s. If that sounds like you, realize that you're not going through this alone and find an outlet for your stress. If chronic debt is your issue, consider looking into a financial support group like Debtors Anonymous. For those who need financial planning but can't afford it, the Financial Planners Association offers free financial counseling in many of its chapters. Check one out. Check out 1F, that is onefpa.org. 76. Don't drink and climb. A 2018 study analyzed falls. A 2018 study analyzed falls in older adults and found the biggest predictors were previous fractures, high body mass, falls in the past year, and taking alpha and beta blockers. An analysis of stair falls found that intoxication increased head and neck injuries. And then 77 through 82, beware of these six other symptoms of financial stress. The 2017 global survey also found that employees who are troubled by their finances are twice as likely to be in poor health as those without money worries. Here are six signs that your financial woes could be creating health problems. You have physical symptoms like back pain, digestive issues, migraines, and anxiety. You exhibit more absenteeism and less engagement at work. Your existing health issues are getting worse. You self-medicate with alcohol and drugs at a greater rate. You have greater difficulty in quitting smoking. Your relationships with loved ones are damaged. 83. Don't cling to a dying profession. Moving on to something new is the new normal. In an AARP report, about two-thirds of workers 51 and older who changed jobs ended up moving to different occupations entirely. which may sound stressful until you actually do it and find that you have an exciting new career underway. Number 84, don't ignore that little pain. A 2015 study found that more than half of those who experienced sudden cardiac arrest had ignored warning signs. Meanwhile, studies have shown that when cancer patients ignored symptoms, it was often because they were busy or because they didn't want to make a fuss or waste a doctor's time. Save yourself. 85. Ride in the back. According to Boeing, the majority of airline fatalities from 2008 through 2017 happened during final approach and landing, and two analyses of the history of air disasters, one by Popular Mechanics in 2007 and another by Time in 2015, concluded that the rear third of a plane has the highest survival rate. 86. Grab your life jacket. The U.S. Coast Guard estimates that more than 80% of people who died in boating accidents would have been saved if they had been wearing life jackets. If your boat capsizes, stay with the boat. It's the biggest object rescuers can spot. And if you can, climb on top of it. 87. Calm that doggy. If a fierce dog is coming towards you, the Humane Society has these suggestions. Remain motionless, hands at your sides, and avoid eye contact with the dog. If the dog loses interest in you, slowly back away until it has moved out of sight. If the dog attacks, feed it your jacket, purse, bicycle, anything else you can put between yourself and the animal. If you fall or are knocked to the ground, curl into a ball with your hands over your ears and remain motionless. Try not to scream or roll around. 88. Don't get lost. If you become disoriented in the wild, the U.S. Forest Service suggests the STOP plan, S-T-O-P. Stop. Stay calm. Stay put. Think. How did you get where you are? Observe. Are you still on a trail? What landmarks should you be able to see? Plan. If you're unsure or night is coming, stay put. Aside from water, what's one of the best things to bring on a hike? A whistle. 89. Think young. A study of nearly 6,500 subjects who were 52 or older found that those who felt younger than their years had a mortality rate of 14.3%, while those who felt older had a rate of 24.6%. Engage your brain. 90. Define what drives you. Research has shown that purposeful people live longer than their counterparts. 91. Raise your hand. Folks over 50 who volunteered at least 200 hours in the past 12 months experienced mental health benefits, but also were less likely to develop hypertension, a Carnegie Mellon University study reveals. 92. But only if you really want to. Half-hearted volunteer work isn't healthy. A Boston College study found that people age 50 and older who had low or medium engagement in their work reported even lower well-being than folks who had zero engagement. 93. Find your bridge. A new part-time or bridge job in retirement, either in or out of your field, has been associated with fewer major diseases and physical limitations, as well as better mental health. 94. Take a bath in the woods. The Japanese call it shinrin-yoku, forest bathing, or taking in the natural world through your senses. This kind of nature therapy can relieve stress and improve immune system function. You don't need the woods either. Even the local park can help. 95. Put your best skills to the test, often. People who achieve a state of flow with their talents, total immersion, time disappears, no critical voice interferes, have greater long-term happiness than those who don't. Flow is also predictive of high performance. One study found that winning athletes experienced more flow than losing athletes. 96. Kick around a bucket list. One study showed that having a bucket list isn't just for kicks. It can make end-of-life planning easier, as all parties, including family and physicians, will be on the same page about your life's priorities. And then, 97, hang around kids. When older adults share experience and knowledge with the young, they gain emotional satisfaction and feelings of fulfillment, according to a Stanford Center for Longevity report. 98. Dust off that library card. A study of 3,635 older adults found that book readers had a 23-month survival advantage and 20% lower mortality risk compared with non-readers. Reading was protective regardless of gender, education, or health. Finally, 99, pray for longer life. A 2016 study followed 74,534 women for 20 years. Those who attended religious services more than once a week enjoyed a 33% lower mortality rate than those who skipped church. Now, this compilation of tips for longevity was done by Mike Zimmerman, who has written more than a dozen books on health. Now, let's get out of health tips and into some tips on fraud, identity theft. The heading here says 16.7 million people had identities stolen in 2017. That's from the Javelin Strategy and Research Study. So here's a brief piece under Fraud Watch titled, How Do Scammers Know So Much About Me? They're good sleuths, but too often we give our data away. This is by Amy Nofziger and Mark Federhoff, and they are consumer fraud experts with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And they write, a recent caller to the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline was being tormented with fake emails and trolling phone calls from scammers who seemed to specifically target him. He asked, how do these people know so much about me? We get that call a lot. Many don't understand how they get on the radar of crooks. Here are some of the ways. I frequently enter contests. Online contests are gateways to unwanted sales pitches. Not only do marketers collect information like name, age, and address, they may learn other things, that you like to travel or buying a car. Also, they know you believe in luck. That could make you a target. I mail in warranty cards. Ever notice when you fill out a warranty card for a toaster or coffee maker that it requests information like how much money you make? It is likely that your information is being sold to others, either legitimately or as part of a scam. I fill out lots of surveys. Did you recently fill out a questionnaire rating your stay at a hotel or the service at a restaurant? Selling survey data is big business, and marketing firms and even criminals can learn a lot about you based on travel preferences, what type of home you own, or what car you drive. I share personal updates on Facebook. Scammers turn to social media postings to learn more about those they've targeted, so be prudent. Don't post personal info, narrow who can see your posts, and avoid posting real-time updates about your whereabouts. I live in the United States. Many public records are available at the federal, state, county, and city levels, including census data, property information, criminal records, bankruptcies, and tax liens. Private companies can pull together all this information on you and sell it to anyone, and it's 100% legal. I toss my mail. Shred all mail that has your name and address, account numbers, or other personal data. If you don't have a home shredder, save your papers for a neighborhood shredding event. AARP sponsors these in many communities. Messy garbage won't deter a bad guy. Someone in my family has died recently. Obituaries are prime hunting ground for scammers who learn the names of vulnerable widows, widowers, children, or grandchildren, honor the dead, but keep personal information in obituaries to a minimum. And here are a couple of questions under Ask the Fraud Team. How do I get my mom to stop spending money to someone she met online? I assume you're referring to a romance scam in which a person finds herself being wooed by an imposter on a dating website or through social media. These are hard situations because the victim can develop strong feelings about the scammer even if they've never met. try sitting down calmly with your mom and explain that these scams happen every day online and these people are professional criminals. Be careful not to accuse or berate your mom. You want to keep the lines of communication open. If the behavior continues, speak to her physician. Here's another write-in. Unsolicited phone calls drive me crazy. What can I do? Best advice, sign up for the National Do Not Call Registry, donotcall.gov. This won't stop all illegal calls, but it'll cut down on nuisance sales calls. Don't pick up the phone unless you know who's calling. Important callers will leave a message. On cell phones, you can download apps that warn you about who is calling. Go to the Apple App Store or Google Play and search for call blocking programs. Some cost money, some are free. For certain landlines, nomorobo.com, that's N-O-M-O-R-O-B-O.com, can help stop robocalls. If you enter contests or sign up for things that ask for your number, it will most likely be shared around. So if you have questions about a possible scam, you can call AARP's Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. Also, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork for the latest fraud news and advice. And then the last little bit here, lottery scam ringleader sentenced. A man who led a massive scam ring that operated out of Kingston, Jamaica, and raked in millions of dollars by targeting older Americans with promises of lottery riches was sentenced to 6 years in prison recently in a federal courthouse in Bismarck, North Dakota. Laverick Willicks, 29, and others cheated at least 95 mostly elderly Americans out of $5.8 million by getting them to wire money to bank accounts in Jamaica. Victims were told they had won a major prize but needed to send money for taxes before winnings were paid. He was tried in North Dakota because he scammed an 82-year-old woman there out of her life savings of $300,000. But his victims lived all over the United States, prosecutors said. So we have been warned. There's a lot of good information here about protecting ourselves from these people. You know I love to end with the poem when I can. Here's a short poem by Mary Oliver. Rain in Ohio. The robin cries rain, the crow calls plunder, the black snake climbing in the vines halts his long ladder of muscle, while the thunderheads whirl up out of the white west, their dark hooves nicking the tall trees as they come. Rain, 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 sings the robin frantically, then flies for cover. The crow hunches, the black snake pours himself swift and heavy into the ground. And now we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity, and I hope you'll listen next week. I hope you've enjoyed this. I'm Florence Nash, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and our programming is generously underwritten by Salibi Chiropractic, which welcomes the geriatric community with any neck, back, or hip issues. Call them at 919-782-4733. That's 919-782-4733. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time.